Get addicted to the drama of your dream, because your dream is a drama. And it's a whole lot of fun. It's the unfolding. It's the unknown. It's all the different opportunities that are coming. It's the different players that will come in. Make no mistake, it is a drama. It's not a tragedy. And it's certainly not a horror. Well, hello there, prosperity seeker. Welcome to the Prosperity Approach. I'm your host, Allison Chavis, and I'm thrilled you've joined me for another episode. Today, I can't wait to share my drama addiction with you. But first, if you are listening to the audio version of this episode, be sure you're following the podcast on your favorite app. And for latest and greatest of what we're up to here at the Prosperity Approach, head on over to AllisonChavis.com, where we got lots of fun new goodies for you, new resources, freebies, goodies, all the things for you over there. So let's talk about drama. We are all addicted to drama. I remember when I was in the throes of drama, the throes, like probably last Tuesday, but no, I mean, yeah, but this story was several years ago, is when we were in the financial freefall. You remember that? The one that lasted like 2.5 years because I was so addicted to the drama of that, that I was not pulling my head out of my tushy and actually changing things. I remember being at an event and she was having us draw how we felt about money using emojis. I am an artist like I'm a dancer. So I'm a dancer with no skill. I'm an artist with no skill. I probably can't even say that I'm an artist. But that day I was, and I drew all of the worried emojis and all of the sweating emojis. And I was really, really proud of myself because you could tell what emoji it was. And the next part of the exercise was to rip that up so that we could then like write the version of how we wanted to experience money. And I didn't want to let go of that art. I was so proud of it. Like literally, I wanted to take a picture of it with my camera so that I could send it to my husband and we can have a good laugh over it. I was totally addicted to that going on in my life and that drama in my life. Now, even with that addiction, I very desperately wanted to change our situation. I didn't like being in a financial free fall. It was really, really unnerving. But I didn't realize, first of all, that I was addicted to it. And I didn't know at the time how to get out of it. My drama addiction these days are more of the drama of my dream. I'm really, really addicted to that. I'm addicted to skilling up as a CEO in my own company and learning how a really high-performing CEO manages a company, what she thinks about, what she looks at, and all of that. And that's a really, really good drama to be addicted to. I think these days, some of the drama that I get addicted to is the drama of overwhelm, because there are so many fantastic opportunities that I want to take every one of them. But at this level of the game that I'm playing, it's more of a thinking game than a massive action game. And I'm used to taking lots of action all the time. And so to pull back from that is hard because I'm addicted to it, but that's not going to get me to where I want to be. It's not going to make me a really, really powerful feminine leader for my team and for my employees or for my clients. And so I want you to think about the different drama addictions that you have, because everyone's addicted to drama. If you don't believe me, how many accounts do you have for social media? How many accounts are you streaming? Do you have Netflix? Do you have Hulu? Do you have Disney Plus? Do you have you're addicted? What kind of cable shows do you have? How many cable subscriptions do you have? How often do you spend scrolling through YouTube or scrolling through any social media platform? We're addicted to drama. And there's nothing wrong with being addicted to drama. It's part of the flavor of life. It's part of our human nature. The problem happens of the kind of drama we're addicted by, because we get hypnotized by different drama. So when you're addicted to the drama of your current reality that is not working out for you, you very quickly get hypnotized by your current reality. And it's very, very difficult to change it because you're hypnotized by it. You're enthralled with the problem and you keep looking at the problem, you keep talking about the problem. And when anybody offers a solution, you, yeah, but this is why it won't work all the live long day, because you're addicted to the problem and you're addicted to the drama. And by the way, like, we're conditioned to do this. So give yourself some mercy and some grace and some compassion, but we got to get out of that particular drama addiction. Because when we're addicted to the drama of what's not working, we literally shut ourselves off from the drama of what will work and the drama of what we actually want. So here's something to really, really like lean into. You get to control what drama you're hypnotized by. You have full control over that. And what I want to help you do is stop getting hypnotized so much by the drama of current reality and start getting really addicted to the drama of your dream. Get addicted to the drama of your dream, because your dream is a drama and it's a whole lot of fun. It's the unfolding. It's the unknown. It's all the different opportunities that are coming. It's the different players that will come in. Make no mistake, it is a drama. It's not a tragedy, and it's certainly not a horror. It's a drama with lots of comedy. Maybe it's a rom-com, but it's definitely worth getting hypnotized and getting addicted to that. Get addicted to your dream rather than addicted to the what's so and what's not working. Because there are psychological things that are going on and different connections in your brain that's going on depending on what you are connected to and what you're hypnotized by. So when you're hypnotized by the what so of your current reality that is not working for you, you continue to keep yourself in the energy of the problem and you shut your brain down from searching for the solution, because you just keep looking at the problem and talking about the problem and thinking about the problem and worrying about the problem and worst case scenario-ing, yeah, I just made that into a verb, the problem. And so we got to get into the energy of the solution. We got to get into the drama of the solution. Einstein said that we cannot solve the problem with the same energy that we use to create it. Those are two different energies. Those are two different vibrations, and it's two different ways of thinking. And when we're completely ensconced in the energy of the problem, we're actually not thinking. We're analyzing it. We're looking at it from every possible angle. We're trying to forecast how we're going to deal with it when things don't work out. Like it's a terrible feeling that we get in when we're just enthralled with the energy of the problem. So how do we get into the energy of the solution, and how do we tap into those areas of our brains that will then start looking for the solution? The easiest way to do that is to start looking at the result that you want. Imagine the result that you want. Not how it's all going to come to pass. And this is where we totally trip ourselves up with this. We're like, well, it could happen this way. It could happen that way. You don't care how it happens. All right. You really don't. You just care that it happens. You just care about the solution. And what you care about the solution is how that solution is going to make you feel. So when your dream is here, what do you think it's going to feel like? And by the way, you get to choose how you think it's going to feel. Is it going to feel like relief? Is it going to feel like accomplishment? Is it going to feel like support? Is it going to feel like victory? Is it going to feel like success? What's it going to feel like? And you go into that first, and you start picturing it, and you picture yourself just in a little snippet of time after you have reached that result. And what are you doing? And is somebody there celebrating with you? And what's the look on your face? Do you have tears in your eyes? Do you have a huge smile on your face? Are you doing a sexy dance? Are you singing? Are you whooping? Are you just like breathing and processing it? You get to choose. This is the drama that you are directing. And that's what's so exciting about it. We want you addicted to that drama, the drama of the solution. And when you spend a few minutes there and you connect to that feeling and make the feeling simple, but very distinct, it can't be, it's going to feel good, or it's going to feel awesome. It's going to feel peaceful. It's going to feel complete. I'm going to feel supported. Okay. You get that. I mean, if you've been following me for any length of time, I harp on this all the time. You just got to get really clear on what that feeling is and then continually picture it until you reach that feeling. of whatever it is you expect to feel. Once you're done with that, and most people will stop there, but you've got to take it one step further. Once you've gotten the feeling, then you ask what you might do to move toward that end result. What could I do? What might I do? Now you're literally in the energy of the solution. Instead of, no, that won't work. No, that won't work. I tried that before and that one didn't work. I can't even see how that could possibly work. That's the energy of the problem. And you block your brain from searching for the solution. But now that you've come to the solution where everything is resolved and your dream is now your reality in your mind and you have the feeling attached to it, then you ask, what could I do to move the needle forward? What might I do? That's where the ideas are, ladies. That's where the connections are. That's where the opportunities are. That's where the great nudges are, because now you're asking an intelligent question in the energy of solution instead of asking an unintelligent question. How is this ever going to work itself out? That's not an intelligent question in the energy of the problem. When you're asking the intelligent question, you're asking the right question, the right energy, it connects you with the collective genius. It connects you with the collective consciousness of genius instead of the collective consciousness of stupidity. And most of the world is fully connected to the collective consciousness of stupidity. Look at the arguments that are going on right now. Look at all of the problems. Look at all the doomsday. Actually, don't. Don't look at those, because then that is going to hypnotize you very quickly and make you feel disempowered. So don't look at those, but you can certainly pull things from conversations you've had with your family or your friends very recently that shows you the collective consciousness of unintelligent thinking and stupidity that the world is in. And it's always in that, all right? The last 2 years and today is no exception. The world is always in that. But you don't have to be. You have the power of choice. Choose your drama intelligently. Choose the drama of your dream and get addicted to the drama of your dream. Now, how can you do that? Is there a way that we can support you in that? And I would say, yes, there is. So if you're kind of like, I'm not quite sure how to close that gap, then what I want to do is invite you to a free consult call with a member of Team Prosperity. They're going to see a little bit of what drama you're addicted to right now, what drama you would prefer to be addicted to, and let's see how we can help. So click on the link in the show notes and you'll be connected with a member of Team Prosperity. We're humans just like you. And so we're here just to see how we can help and what's going to serve you. So don't be afraid that somebody's going to answer the phone and be like, give us your credit card. We're not. We really just want to see where your gaps are and can we help you close those gaps? So again, click on the link below, go to the show notes. For those of you who are listening to this podcast, it's a long link, so bear with me. It's go.oncehub.com/JodeRiseUpConsultCall. And it's all one word. And Jode is spelled J-O-D-E. go.oncehub.com/JodeRiseUpConsultCall. And until we meet again, remember, prosperity becomes you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Prosperity Approach. If you haven't already, be sure to head over to prosperityapproach.com/52ways and pick up your free copy of The Prosperity Guide. This guide will help you discover 52 different ways to dissolve fear and overwhelm, grow your wealth consciousness, and experience success without struggle. Until next time, remember, the challenge is necessary on your journey to success, but the struggle isn't.